This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Connect with Dr. Wendy. It's part two of Eye Health. Before we get there, let's not forget our Bible quiz question that's going on in the background. Just on the other side of eight, we'll run through all of your answers. I'll give you another clue if that's what you need today. And if you've missed it, here comes that question. In the book of Judges, who was the Nazarite judge who killed a lion with his bare hands? What's a Nazarite? Well, those were people set apart. And one of the things that set them apart was they never cut their hair. That'll give you a nice big clue if you needed one. He killed a lion with his bare hands. We got an answer through from Anelia Marie, and she sent me this little reminder. And she said, don't you remember on the Lyle's Golden Syrup tin, there's a little picture depicting the scene. And actually, if you go to the Lyle's tin, and Anelia was awesome, she actually sent me a pic of the tin. And then you see the lion that he killed lying there, and there's some buzzing around him. Well, I can tell you, take you to the riddle that stemmed from that moment. After he'd killed the lion, some bees went and made their home inside the carcass of the lion. And then our Bible quiz character this morning, he challenged his wedding guests with this riddle. Out of the eater comes something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet. And that, of course, was referring to the honeycomb in the lion. And that's what the picture is on the Lyle's syrup tin. Does that help you and take you one step closer to telling us who our Bible quiz character is this morning? 081-7291-657-081-7291-657. Sandra, thank you. I see Andre's there with the right answer as well. Lynette, she said from a beautiful, sunny and calm J-Bay. And Maylene, lovely hearing from all of you. We'll run through that answer a little bit later. It is exactly a quarter to eight. This insert sponsored by Mana Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. And when you hear me say that, you know what I'm going to say next. Welcome, Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner from Integrated Health Solution. Morning, Wendy. Good to hang out with you again. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, very well, thank you. Hope you are too.
Yeah, not too bad. Do you still have kids in school?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? I was going to say.
One of the fortunate ones who's finally over that.
Yeah, we were chatting to yesterday at exactly this time to Zanti, and she's got six kids, and the last one is going to matric only next year. So she still said, well, one in grade 11. Almost getting ready to do matric for the sixth time. That's hectic. To parents, to parents doing matric for the first time this year, good luck, because you'll have to pass it again, just like you did years ago. We started on Eye Health last week, Wendy. I wonder if we could just end with something, where we ended last week, talking about the 20-20-20 rule. I actually shared it with somebody this past week. Just as we talk about taking care of our health, this one was around preventing eye strain. Can you run through that again as a starting point for us?
Yes, so it's a good idea to follow this 20-20-20 rule, which means every 20 minutes, look at something that's at least 20 feet away for 20 seconds to reduce eye strain. So we need to exercise our eyes a little bit more. When we're only focusing on the computer in front of us and we're not looking further away or, you know, really exercising the muscles in our eyes, it leads to more eye strain and it can lead to a quicker degeneration of our vision. Mm.
I've noticed that dry eyes seems to be something a lot of people deal with. I was proxy to a conversation of somebody saying, is it seasonal? What exactly is going on? Is there some way that we can prevent dry eyes? What might be causing it in the first place?
So it can be due to lack of hydration. So if we're not drinking enough water and we're not hydrated enough, maybe we're drinking too much coffee. But also because we don't blink as much, our eyes get drier. So making sure that we're taking those breaks, making sure that we're blinking, that'll also help us to maintain healthy eye moisture. But definitely being hydrated and not having too many dehydrating drinks like coffee, for example, alcohol, those kind of things dehydrate our eyes as well as the rest of our bodies.
When we go exercise, we always think it's good for general health, heart health, keeping our weight in a healthy place. Can exercise benefit our eyes?
Absolutely. You know, if we don't have enough circulation throughout our bodies, then our eyes are going to suffer as well. And exercise also helps to reduce the pressure in the eyes. So if we've got good circulation, and our blood pressure is at a nice level, then the pressure in the eyes is much better. And we don't want pressure on the eyes because that can lead to visual disturbances as well.
Smoking, can that play a role in eye health?
Yes, smoking increases the risk for cataracts and also for macular degeneration. It'll also dry the eyes out, so it'll exacerbate things like dry eye symptoms as well.
At the end of last year, we had an interesting conversation with a professor of ophthalmology. And one of the things that she mentioned was that there are a number of people in South Africa. The number was huge, Wendy. I think it was about 250,000 people in South Africa are blind only because they didn't know that they could have regular checkups and the cataracts were the reason, and they could have those cataracts removed and they could have had their sight. So it just came down to lack of education. So if we find out answers early, we can deal with issues in our eyes early.
Yeah, that's true with everything, but especially with the eyes. There's so much that goes on that you don't know about. You know, it's like you can't see into your own eye. You need to go to a specialist or to an ophthalmologist or an eye, you know, have a vision test to be able to see what's going on there, because there's things that are happening in the background that we're not necessarily aware of. And yes, many things can be preventable and treated before they become a problem. And that is a huge number. You know, for not, you know, just not having treatment or a checkup.
So go and get in there. I mean, even if it starts with an optician, to be able to see if something is wrong, and to get that sorted out. I've been looking forward to this next part of our conversation, and that is key nutrients for eye health. If you were to ask me without your intervention here and without any Google searches, what was good to eat that's good for your eyes, I would only think of vitamin A and beta carotene and carrots. I really don't know anything else. I don't know if anyone who's listening can off the bat just say what they eat or drink that could benefit good, healthy eyes. So I'm excited about this. So let's all start with vitamin A. I mean, is that even true? Is it a myth? Can that be good for my eyesight?
No, it is true. So vitamin A, and especially its precursor beta carotene. Beta carotene helps to make vitamin A, and both are essential for night vision, for preventing dry eyes, but generally good eye health. You know, so the when we were told to eat our carrots, it there was good reason behind it. But things like carrots and sweet potatoes, but even liver, which is a good source of vitamin A, spinach, so some of your green vegetables, kale. Those are also rich in vitamin A, as well as some other nutrients, but those are the kind of foods that we want to be eating to increase our levels of vitamin A.
Are there any others?
Yes, you've got lutein and zeaxanthin. You've got vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, omega-3. We've spoken about the beta carotene already. You've got amino acids, and then there's also some herbs like bilberry. Which is very good for eyesight as well.
Okay, we've got to go back to the one. I mean, this would get you one incredible score in Scrabble. Zeaxanthin. What on earth is that?
So these are antioxidants, and lutein is an amino acid, and they help to prevent against blue light, and they reduce the risk of macular degeneration. And you'll find these in leafy green vegetables, so your spinach and your kale come in here again. Your eggs are a good source, corn. Peppers. So again, you're seeing green and, or not green, yeah, green and yellow and red vegetables that are coming through here.
Wow, I love this conversation. And then you mentioned vitamin C. Help us around there. I mean, we know when it comes to immune system and other things, how's it helping us in terms of our eye health?
So vitamin C is very good for the elasticity of our arteries and our blood vessels. So it supports the blood vessels in our eyes as well as around the body. It is also helpful to reduce the risk of cataracts. So if we are deficient in vitamin C, that can also have a negative impact on our eyes.
Where can we find vitamin C? Because everyone says, eat your oranges, but there's got to be vitamin C somewhere else as well.
There's vitamin C in so many different things. So citrus fruits, obviously. Then you've got your bell pepper, so your yellow and your red peppers, strawberries, broccoli, kiwi fruit, guavas. There's many fruits that are high in vitamin C, higher, in fact, cherries as well, higher than oranges even. So there's lots of sources of vitamin C for us to be consuming.
I'm going to run through the list you shared a few moments ago. You said next, vitamin E.
Yes, that's correct. So that prevents our eye cells from oxidative stress. So oxidative stress is a bad thing in the body. It's basically what happens when the body starts to age faster than it should, and if we aren't able to clear out the free radicals, which are the byproducts of oxidative stress, then that tends to cause a faster aging process in the body. So we want to make sure that the body is equipped with enough antioxidants, but not too many, because that can also be problematic, to just make sure that that clearing process is happening and supporting good eye health. And so vitamin E is in your nuts, so your almonds and your sunflower seeds, but it's also found in things like avocado and spinach.
Before we move on to the last three, to wrap us up for today, I'm seeing here we need to be eating across the spectrum. We're talking here a lot about colors, a carrot, sweet potatoes, and then there was leafy greens and corn and peppers and strawberries and broccoli. So you're saying we need to be a little bit more imaginative than vlees, rice, and aardappels. So that's what I'm seeing here as well. We need to be eating across the spectrum to make sure we're taking care. I mean, this is benefit to general health, not just eye health, Wendy. So we need to be a little bit
It
more imaginative.
is. That's exactly it. So we should be thinking about the rainbow colors. We should be eating all sorts of different colors. We should not just be focusing on brown and white. There needs to be greens and reds and blacks and purple and all the colors that we can think of. And as you say, a bit more imagination, more adventurousness when it comes to our foods.
Yeah, I think the next one is zinc.
Yes, so zinc supports the retinal health and helps for the vitamin A to function properly. So sources of zinc would be things like meat and shellfish. Shellfish is quite a high source of zinc. And then legumes, nuts, and seeds are also good sources of zinc.
Omega-3 fatty acids was the next one. This is fascinating because I know you've said it also helps reduce dry eye symptoms. This is interesting.
Yes, so your dry eyes are due to dehydration, but also can be due to lack of fatty acids. So, if we don't have enough water and we don't have enough fats, then our eyes can be dehydrated as well. So, omega-3 fatty acids are very important, specifically omega-3, not your 6 and your 9, to reduce the dry eye symptoms. But it also supports the retinal health. It's also good for the vascular system, and so it's helping getting the support to the eyes. But then you think your eye is like a almost like a blob of jelly, if you like.
Yes.
If there's not enough fats, then there's not going to be enough lubrication in the eyes as well.
Yeah, this is so interesting. And the last thing to mention before we greet each other again, we're running through this list. We're looking at all these things. Someone might say, "What? Well, I can just buy multivitamin, then I'll cover all of these things, and I don't need to worry about eating all of the colors." What do you say about that?
Well, if your diet is poor, you can't necessarily help yourself with a supplement, but it is then better than nothing. So I would say if you can try from both avenues, that would be great. And there's no harm in taking a good supplement for supporting eye health, especially if there are signs of macular degeneration, and there are lots on the market. So yes, I would say it's not a bad idea to consider taking a supplement, but it's still a better idea to be eating well.
Yeah, that's where we've got to start. And not all supplements are created equal anyway. And the last thing you want to do is
Exactly.
flush most of it down the toilet. So start with the good whole foods. The voice of Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. We love this part three and the final part coming your way next week. Catch up with the others on podcast. Wendy, as always, we're so grateful for your expertise and your enthusiasm. We'll catch up again next week.
Great. Have a lovely Thursday, Brad. Bye.
Thanks, Wendy.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.